Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Danny, great to be with you today, buddy. As we got the Jewish holiday, the big one, Yom Kippur. Zach and Woody have the day off. And we got a lot of stuff going on, man. We still are rolling. I always like to say this. On Thursday, especially during football season, you know, you've got your Giants at Washington tonight. I got to be careful. I don't keep saying Redskins. Like, Dan, it's a terrible habit. But and it's probably going to take like everything else, like this Vegas thing. I still said I've said Oakland like 14 times in the last 2 weeks. But Thursday kind of just like, okay, I start looking. Dan, I don't know if you do this, but I'm like, all right, Michigan State, Saturday. All right. Got to see that at Hard Rock. Florida, Alabama, good test. Bama, big favorite, but it's at the Swamp. Want to see 1 versus 11. And then the games you're looking for, right? Like, okay, well, what's on? Love my Saturday college football. And then, all right, we got a 1 o'clock game with the Bills. The Josh Allen show comes to town. And you start breaking that down. And then the games you have later in the day to kind of finish it out, man, for the college and pro football schedule. So, yeah, you start looking at the sexy games. I can't speak for all of you, some of you especially, because I don't do fantasy football. That might be a little different situation. By the way, Dan, you a fantasy football guy?
Not at all.
That is shocking for a young guy. Why?
I really don't have the time, and also I don't pay that much attention to detail. I don't feel like going every single week and looking who's dropped and who's been waived and taking guys off the wire and fixing my lineup and seeing who matches up the best. To me, I've got better things to do sometimes.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't have the patience, and I've helped my daughter do one, which, by the way, she's mad because she lost week one because she just had me over the phone. She was doing the fantasy football draft, and I was giving her guys, and, well, find some different guys. They're gone. Who? And I was like, listen, this is why I don't do this myself. This is exactly. So now she's mad at me. She goes, well, I lost week one, man. Really nice choices. I said, geez, man. Every week you're going to have games as long as your guys aren't injured where they're going to have some good games, I'm sure. Meanwhile, Zach and Hollywood, I think, are each three teams. Three teams to follow, man. That's some serious, serious work out there. And listen, I understand fantasy football is really popular. It's great bonding. Gives you a whole different perspective, not about who wins and loses games, but how individuals play and add those points up and all those things and get you rolling. So and there's usually money at the end of the day. I mean, I don't think too many people are just doing bragging rights. I'm guessing most people are putting in 50 plus per team and per league and doing that whole thing. By the way, we got all kinds of stuff to get to here today. I got some weird stuff, and, of course, the Josh Allen show is coming to town. Dan, if you haven't heard these numbers, I want you to hear these. Josh Allen, 5-1 against the Dolphins, 5 straight wins.
Whew.
Listen to this. 17 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And, by the way, basically had the second half off, or fourth quarter for sure, in that last game of the regular season before they got into the playoffs and sent the Dolphins home. Here's the one that gets me. He has run in 6 games for 340 yards. Here's the best of all the stats. Almost a 10-yard average per run, 9.7 yards per run. So what I'm telling you is we play man-to-man. Every guy's got his back to the court, trying to cover his guy in man-to-man. He gets pass protection. Those guys get blocked. He sees a hole open up between a guard and tackle or gets outside the pocket, and he takes off and runs, and he's getting damn near 10 yards a pop, three more touchdowns. He's got a total of 20 touchdowns against this Dolphins team. So, and I'm going to get in. Kimbo Camper's going to join me later, and I love talking about some of this stuff because we do it on our way home and flying up and back to the games with Bo and getting a chance to talk about this. We don't have a TJ Watt. So the Steelers just, you know, they were Blitzberg. Well, they weren't Blitzberg against Buffalo in game one. I don't, would they blitz once or twice? They didn't do it because TJ Watt's like having two, they couldn't block him. So here's a guy that was basically out of camp and just stayed in shape, had two sacks, a forced fumble, and five quarterback hits. So when you get that kind of pressure, and he's destroying tackles the way he is and going around them and over them and everything else. So they rush four, and they put seven basically in coverage. And he was just a regular guy. There was nothing super special about Josh Allen. Now, the problem we don't have, and most teams don't have, a TJ Watt. So I am curious. Look, we've been at this for a while, but this is the one team that just gives us fits. And Coach Flores in there, who, along with his coaching staff defensively, are as good as there is, letting you move the ball a little bit and then getting down in the red zone and making you kick field goals. But these guys, he plays at a different level. I don't know if I've seen a guy improve more in 3 years. And I mean this in the ultimate compliment. From Josh Allen's rookie year where he was throwing it all over the place, man. I mean, he got the big arm, but he was overthrowing guys without exaggerating by 10 yards, 15 yards. He was just throwing it out there, and the fastest guys in the league couldn't catch up to it. And now he's turned into almost an MVP kind of player last year, what he was able to do for the Bills. And that weatherproof arm is absolutely perfect for Buffalo. When I say weatherproof, those winds, the snow, the rain does not affect that cannon that he carries around with him every day called his right arm.
You played there, and I remember growing up watching Dan Marino having fits in Buffalo. Is it that big of an issue?
Well, Dan Marino's also a weatherproof guy, weatherproof arm, but playing up there has been, especially late in the year, and we have some winds, but it has been a tough, tough place. So here, I got this thing, and all the players through the years always deny it, but I'm playing bull crap on it. So when it's really cold, they look like we do with the heat down here. We get the heat like, hey, man, 1 o'clock, the Bills, let's make those big guys, been, you know, let's get after it a little bit. Let's see how they like a little 1 o'clock humidity down here, where the air doesn't circulate real well in that stadium. Let's see how those guys hold up. And meanwhile, at the end of the year, they're going, got the Dolphins in January or into December, and look at them. Oh, we got a cold day. We got a 20-degree day plus winds blowing, you know, so it's a little colder. It feels like they do one of those feels-like things, and our guys come out, and I always feel like it affects us. Like, you get used to it, and people tell, well, you know, all our players grew up in the cold. And I'm going, no, man, you've been down here now a while. You know, there's a reason that, I mean, you're down here, you get used to the heat after a while. But then I think it affects guys, man. It does. It affects guys. And, again, we have beaten them up there. I'm not saying we haven't had good games up there. But, yeah, playing the Patriots and the Bills late in the season has not been our best friend. Now, part of that is we just haven't been very good through the years when I'm going back talking 20 years on that. But it'll be fun, man. These matchups, I think, and I thought it was amazing last week watching New England and Flores, knowing what Belichick likes to do, and Belichick and Flores, and, you know, and what they try to do defensively And I just thought that game going back and forth and playing games with each other and having former Patriot players on defense and listening to those guys talk about knowing the calls, and they've got some of our guys and they're doing the same thing. Well, we got more of that this week, trying to figure out as you got to play them twice, man, in the AFCs, and trying to figure out how to slow Josh Allen down a little bit. And it's a great home opener. It really is. So this should be a lot of fun. We've got some other stuff, and it always goes back to Tua Tagovailoa. We haven't talked a lot this week about it. Had his moments where he was really good. Ended up getting the win, the most important thing, but he had a 1-1-1 day, and he's got to play better. Everybody knows that. 1-1-1, one touchdown pass, one touchdown run, and one pick. And obviously, lots of weapons, and trying to figure out, especially now with getting another one of your weapons back this week, and see how he's going to be used and how that's going to play out with Fuller coming back to this team after being suspended for the first game of the season from last year. But, yeah, man, trying to get those guys all the ball, coming up with more big plays, and Tua just taking the next step forward against one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't care about last week. He is something else. So that's going to be a really interesting one. Here's what Brian Flores had to say about Tua Tagovailoa and his play last week.
I think he's a young player who is getting better every time he steps on the field. And that's in a lot of areas. That's, you know, calling the play, you know, reading defenses, and his decision making, his progressions. I think it's all getting better. And I think it's getting better.
All right. Coach, man, day by day, getting better. Got to keep coaching him up and keep going. So, hey, we could see whether you're a Tua fan or not, or hoping he is going to be the guy, which, by the way, everybody should be on that bandwagon, and see how he gets to keeps playing. And listen, man, if I'm Tua Tagovailoa, I'm looking around at the weapons. We haven't had this many weapons. Devontae Parker healthy. It's the quickest I've seen him coming off, basically missing all of camp. I thought Devontae, everybody's talking about Jalen Waddle and his quickness, which was ridiculous, the things that he can do. But I thought Devontae Parker was the other story, because he looked really good. Run after catch, he just looked like, you know, and again, hopefully a hamstring, and he can stay healthy for a lot of this season. I thought he looked great, and now you get another guy back in Will Fuller, who has been one of the best deep threats in football. You just got so many guys, they go one-on-one. Those guys win, you slip, or you get a bad break defensively on the ball, and it should be a couple of good night Loretta plays, man. Those good night Loretta plays, the ones where you take it to the house and you get home on time for that date, man. So hopefully that's going to happen, is one of the things. So, like, he's got to feel good. I mean, it's not like last year in those last couple of games, whether it was Tua or Fitzpatrick going, how in the hell am I going to score points with this group? How are we going to win games with this group after everybody either opted out or was banged up and out for the rest of the season? And now you come, and it's – I've said this, and I stand by it with deep consideration. This is the fastest group of wide receivers in the history of the franchise who can produce. I'm not talking about a track team. I'm talking about guys that can flat-out run, that have a resume, short of Jalen Waddle, who hasn't done a lot in the NFL yet. But you look at the speed – of this group of guys, including Albert Wilson. This is the fastest group of guys you can get isolated on deep post patterns and takeoffs, that we should have a lot of big plays this year. We just should. And it would be very disappointing. And when you say big plays, anything over 25 yards for me, or 30-yard plays, we should be banging them out pretty good. We had a couple last week. And it just seems like we can get a lot more. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. By the way, love the Dan Marino stuff from his birthday yesterday. And some of the stuff that the guys crack up about, some of the things he get. Pick a guy and let it fly. I guess Tua went up to him and said, you know, he was talking to him. He said, hey, man, I'm going to keep this real simple for you. And Dan Marino, when he was playing quarterback, he liked to keep it simple. He didn't want to get, you know, he looked at matchups. He looked, all right, you're in zone. I know where I'm going. If it's man, if you're going to blitz, I'm going to kill you because you'll never get to me. And I will see that. But basically, I always felt like Danny kept it simple and like he tells Tua's, you know, picking his brain like, hey, man, you know, wow, just tell me a little bit. He goes, just real quick, and this is Dan Marino, not getting long-winded, pick a guy and let it fly. And so can you imagine somebody says that's a Hall of Fame quarterback, accurate, put up stupid numbers for a long time until the new NFL kicked in and they have now fallen off a little bit compared to what we're seeing from all these guys right now, and Brady and Breeze and the numbers they put up, Manning, of course, in there. Can you imagine going away after he just says one thing? He says, hey, man, I'm going to keep this real simple for you, Tua. This is a true story. Pick a guy and let it fly. I just went, can you imagine going away after you're getting coached up and, you know, and three deep and let's go this and get the guy in this position? So he goes, Danny, you've been listening to this whole thing. Mr., you know, Danny, what do you think? And he goes, pick a guy that you like and let it fly. I crack up because, you know, and the other one was, hey, man, this guy's going to be tough. He goes, hey, man, doesn't matter how much you're open by, you can't beat a perfect throw. I mean, that confidence of like, I'm going to get you the ball, man. I don't need you to have 4 yard separation. If you get it, great. But if not, and there's a guy kind of hanging on you. But that one, walking away and hearing a guy say, pick a guy and let it fly, because that's what he says to all these young guys now. When they go to ask him, hey, what did you see? He goes, I'll tell you what I see. Pick a guy and let it fly. If you see something you like, friggin' get it out there and let it go.
Yeah, and when you're a young quarterback, the game is probably coming at you so fast, it's probably refreshing and takes off some of the tension just to say, look, trust on your talent, know you guys, and just get it out there.
Right.
Makes it so much easier. Takes the pressure off.
Make sure you're not throwing into double coverage, obviously. Look off the safety. That was the big thing. And so, to me, without getting technical here early in the morning for people just getting up with us, so I remember going through this thing where they used to tell Dan Marino, like, hey, dude, there's a safety in the middle. You can't make that throw. And that lasted about 4 or 5 games, and they realized even with the safety in the middle of the field, he could make the throw before the safety could get there with the quick release and the zip on the ball at 20, 25 yards down the field. So they had to go back and go, okay, well, we've never had a Dolphin quarterback do that throw. You know, Shoes has seen them all from, you know, Earl Morrill to Johnny Unitas and all. And he's going, well, I've never seen a guy that gets the ball from point A to point B that fast. So I guess we're going to have to change some rules on, you know, where you throw the ball around the safety now. I guess we're okay. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff. We've got some baseball stuff, man. Really interesting stuff going on in the AL East. And to me, this Tampa Bay story is so good, and yet it's still not popular, which has me concerned down here in South Florida. We'll come back, talk about that a little bit. We got a lot more football. Got a big old weekend coming up. We'll jump into some of that stuff. Kim Bocamper will join us a little bit later on in the show. My man Dan, the man, is in this morning helping us out here why the guys are off today, Zach and Woody. And so we'll continue on. But first of all, before we get going, for people that are driving in, we're real lucky. We have a bad problem right now in this country, not just here in South Florida, but around the country, homeless folks. The numbers keep going up. We're real lucky, though, here in South Florida, especially down in Dade County. We have two homeless facilities that are fantastic. The name is Chapman Partnership. The support they have to help the homeless families, as well as homeless individuals, get what they need, get the support they need to get back out on their own. It really is about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. And that's what they say to everybody. which means whatever your problem, if it's mental health, which a lot of that is a problem for homeless folks out there, they help them out, man. And then it's helping them find jobs. It's helping them find a place to live and getting back out. Your self-esteem, you feel good about everything, getting a second chance. And that's what Chapman Partnerships have been doing for more than 25 years. But with all these programs that we have, the babysitting services, the doctors and the dentist and everybody else that comes out to help the homeless, with everything else going on, we need your help. And if you want to get involved in something that is really rewarding, Chapman Partnership's fantastic. I always say this, before you give money, I wish everybody could go to either one of their homeless facilities down in Dade County because the work is spectacular. And then you can join me here at 560 and help support families at Chapman and their journey to a home of their own. That's the goal, a home of their own. Get them back out on their own. All you have to do is go to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times. Now more than ever, we really do need your help at Chapman Partnership. So please, if you're interested, looking for a really good charity to get involved with and give money, go to Chapman Partnership.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
.org/donate today. All right, welcome back. As we continue on Thursday, man, we're here. Got a little Thursday night football. Giants on their way. Well, actually already there at Washington tonight. And we'll find out what happens in the good old NFC East. And then, of course, we got some great college football games coming up, including UM's got a big one. Trying to get things going offensively. Big, physical Michigan State comes in. Runs the hell out of the ball. See what's going to happen there if Miami can start to get this thing rolling in the right direction here and feel better about themselves before they jump into this ACC schedule in a couple of weeks here. And, of course, Florida and Alabama coming up here in the swamp. We'll find out just where Alabama is. And, of course, a great test for Florida to see just how good this absolutely loaded Alabama team is against what I'm guessing is going to be a good Florida Gator team. And They have been really good. This guy can coach. He's done a great job there. So looking forward to that game. And, of course, Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, after losing at home in their opener against the Steelers, come to town. And it should be a really interesting and fun game to watch and see who can kind of get their game going a little bit. And we'll talk a lot more about that a little bit later on in the show. Kim Bocamper will join us. And I'll tell you one weapon, man. I will say this. Everybody's, oh, we got to get Mike Gesicki the ball. I totally agree. A really good pass receiving tight end. One of the better ones. And didn't play a lot of snaps. And, of course, the coach was asked about all that stuff. But the guy to me that is really, and all this group of speed, and I get it, and I think Myles Gaskin, I mean, he carries the ball quietly 9 times for 49 yards, a 5.5 yard average. He catches 4 or 5, he's a mismatch every time you flex him out. And the more he touches, and again, I don't know how much, he's a little smaller guy. And I get you don't want them doing too much, and they try to get all their running backs a couple of touches there according to where you are in the game and all that stuff. But, man, I'm a big Myles Gaskin fan. I just think when he plays, for the amount of time he played, even though he missed a lot of games, his production was really, really good, not only as a runner, like I said, but also as a pass-receiving flexed out running back going against linebackers. He is something else. All right, Dan, I got to jump into this baseball thing. I think, and I do like baseball a lot, this Tampa Bay story and what's going on in American League East right now is fantastic. Toronto, New York, and Boston basically all tied up here with, 15, 16 games left. And so they're fighting for these wild card positions. And there's Tampa Bay with his $70 million payroll, third best record in baseball, best in the American League record, with a 90-56 record. 90-56. Only 3 teams with 90 wins. Just an incredible story. I think the best run organization, I'm not saying star power, I get it, but guy starts to get expensive, they trade him, they get guys back who are really good, they develop them. Their minor league system is unbelievable, and they find guys seem to come up with big hits, great pitching. I don't know who runs the whole thing. I don't know the structure of it, but I know if you like baseball, the fact that Tampa Bay is in the same division with Toronto with all that young talent, of course, all the famous father's kids on that team, New York and Boston, who always spend a lot of money, and there you are on top, is incredible. Now, they got a problem up there. That was the good news. The bad news is they don't draw. So they got a product. They show up. They win a lot. And yet, I look, they're getting 5,000, 5,600, 8,000. Somebody good comes to town on a weekend, 14,000, 15,000. Those are terrible numbers. Now, are we just going to blame that on everybody calls it the worst ballpark in baseball?
I've heard it's terrible.
Which I would disagree. It's the second worst. I believe the worst one belongs to the Oakland A's, who also are dying to get a new ballpark. Here's the problem I have. So you're just telling me if they get them a nice ballpark, that all of a sudden – they're going to go from in the middle of a week when Minnesota and Baltimore show up, they're going to start drawing 15,000 to 16,000 when teams that aren't attractive. And when the good teams, and by the way, I mean, they get Boston and New York, two of the hottest teams on the road you can get. When Boston and New York show up, you know it's a good product, their history, their tradition, their fan bases all over the country. Usually people want to go to those guys. Are you telling me you're going to now all of a sudden get 20, 25,000 every time they show up, 30,000? No, I don't think so.
No.
So that leads me, and by the way, they sell out all their hockey games for good reason. They are the best team in hockey. And now they got a waiting list for that football team because of the Tom Brady shows in town. And again, it's not just Tom Brady. They got a really good football team on both sides. Loaded with weapons, a really good defense. I mean, and the favorite again to win it all. We'll see how that all plays out. So here they are with their three teams are all really good. Hell, Tampa Bay got to the baseball team got to the World Series against the Dodgers, actually won a couple of games, but they came up short against a really talented Dodgers team. So I look at this and I bring it down here because we have the new ballpark. We have it because I listen to everybody bitch about playing at Hard Rock. Oh, it sucks. David Sampson he got where he's lying so much to us. Oh, we can't make any money except that big fat check we get from everybody. But no, it's terrible, and we can't play in a football stadium. It's bad. We need our own thing. So now they got a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. Whatever you think of location and all that stuff. Once you're there, I have very few people go, you know, I'm not really impressed with this ballpark. The ballpark is impressive. It is. And by the way, there's plenty of parking because nobody goes to the games. You can park anywhere, any one of those lots you want, man. You're good to go. So if we ever get this thing turned around and we're not 20 to 23, 24 games below 500, can anybody tell me out there right now, don't worry, we're going to start drawing 20 to 25,000 on average a night instead of the sixes and sevens and eights that are back again. They're back. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. That's where we are. We're out of it. We're playing a lot of guys. Some great stories with Chisholm and De La Cruz and Jesus Sanchez. Look like they, you know, have a chance and all those young pitchers. But that ain't going to do it. I am not buying, and I ask everybody out there that still has a little bit of baseball in their blood. Of course, I'm probably talking to an older crowd, Danny. Probably want to say in that.
I love the baseball.
I know you do, man. You're an old soul. You really are. But I just wonder if Derek Jeter gets this turned around and they get competitive, which, by the way, I'm talking 10 games, 8 games over 500, and you're writing this thing right now, right to the end. Are we going to start seeing 20, 25,000 again? Man, it's been a long time, and the numbers are right back where they've always been. Is it just losing? And when they get a really good product, because the only way they're going to get a superstar, they're never going to buy one. They're never going to, those days are done. They will never financially do that, ever. So they got to develop one of those guys, which teams have done. You know, we haven't done it yet, where a guy, young guy comes in and Tatis Jr., and you go, wow, look at what we have. My God, just great for baseball. I just don't know. I'm worried right now, and this is really the first time because I've been studying this thing in Tampa Bay and here. Hell, Tampa Bay's a bigger market than we are now, the Tampa Bay St. Pete market. I'm just not sure, short of being super loaded with superstars, if we're ever going to see this thing get turned around where it's going to look like a frontline team with fans getting 20, 25, maybe a little less, 17, 18 during the week and on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when somebody good comes into town, draw 25 plus a night. Are we ever going to have those?
I think your only hope is you develop a farm system and then you have a lot of success. And with a lot of success, over time, more and more people will come. But it's not definitely not going to happen overnight, I don't think.
So people, Joe, this is not a baseball market. I said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, man. What are you talking about? We are I think this is the biggest. I had this debate on the bus. They're going, oh, this soccer thing's never going to work. I go, and some of the guys were saying it, obviously don't follow. And I go, I think it's going to work. I think if they keep the product, right now they're playing great. Dan, you know more about it than I do, but they're playing great. And when they get some stars or get that star, I think they're going to draw and do really well. Matter of fact, I think they will draw better than the Marlins. Their upside compared to baseball, and by the way, I'm not exactly going to soccer matches, but I think they have a chance with this thing and the population of young people that like soccer. And by the way, I think a lot of people play baseball. We got a lot of guys get drafted down here. I mean, Major League Baseball is full of South Florida guys. Dade and Broward.
That's true, yeah.
So, but I don't know if that means butts in seats ever again, like we did the first 2 years when this thing was brand new and we drew over 3 million and 2.5 million or something crazy amount of fans the first couple of years when it was new and was really cool to have baseball. But I'm a little worried about this thing. I am not going to lie to you, man. There's a lot of smart people in marketing and stuff over there in the Marlins. I'm sure they've hired some good people that have got to be wondering, can we just develop this from our minor league system and that's going to be enough as they develop and get better where fans are going to go, oh, man, they're kind of fun to watch on the highlights. I'm going to go back and start getting a package of 20 to go to some games. I don't know anymore. I really don't. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Love to get your thoughts. 305-567-0560 on the text machine. A lot more stuff to get to when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back in a moment. Hey, welcome back. Today, of course, Zach and Woody have the day off for Yom Kippur. And that means Danny number two is in the house today. A long, long day. Danny, great to have you, buddy. Thank you so much for jumping up with us this morning. And I just love to yap, man. I just love to come in here and jack up that Dunkin' Donut coffee and get ready to roll. Help me out, please. Somebody out there that's a lot smarter than I am. Why in the hell would the Heat, unless it was a buyout, why in the hell would they ever want John Wall? Unless it was a buyout again and somebody else picked it out, and which, by the way, nobody in their right mind, including the Rockets, are going to just go, hey, we're going to just buy you out and let's negotiate something on that 91, almost 92 million that we owe you over the next 2 years. Which, by the way, yeah, that's a lot of money for what this guy can do. We got Kyle Lowry here. There's just no way. They are tight on money right now. Mickey Arison doesn't like to go over the cap. Gets expensive with luxury taxes. Everybody knows. Listen, all that stuff you already know. It makes no sense. And yet, I think we do it more than just about anybody. When somebody's disgruntled, I've been a really good player, we like to do make-believe world, and all of a sudden, John Wall. Yeah, I'm sure John Wall wants to be here. Yeah, and probably years ago, Riley really wanted John Wall. Probably. But makes no sense. Kyle Lowry wasn't cheap, number one. He's a point guard. John Wall's a point guard. Short again of Houston picking up his money and saying, just get out of here because he doesn't want to be there. They're not going to be very good. And he, like everybody else, wants to go to a team that's got a chance to get deep into the playoffs. I understand that. That's the new NBA, man, right now. Everybody, you know, nobody wants to stay and try to build it up with their, you know, draft picks. And no. I'm like everybody else. I want to follow Harden and everybody else and get the hell out of here. But why? Somebody got to help me make sense why and how, because you can't just do make-believe world. This is not fantasy NBA. There's real live money there, a lot of it. Makes no sense. Why? You think somebody thinks we'd want John Wall. Help me out. Just help me out. We can tell Kyle Lowry to come off the bench so John Wall can play because of what he makes. And, again, Mickey has got all the money in the world, one of the wealthier owners in professional sports, Mickey Arison, and the Arison family. They love their basketball. Love it. Always have. Father, son, love it. Love it more than anything, both of them. But he's not real big on going over the salary cap because it gets expensive. And he doesn't like to do that. Anybody follows the Heat? No, they don't like it unless they're getting ready and have a chance to win it all. And they want to add a piece or two, they'll do that. But they're not looking to do what the Golden State Warriors are doing or anything else out there that we've seen what they have done. Just not in that business. So I always get a kick out of them. Oh, John Wall's not happy. Wants out of Houston. Oh, the Heat will get him. That's where he wants to go. Yeah, I know he wants to come here. I get it. Anybody want to look at the finance? How the hell is that going to work? Yeah, I'd like John Wall to be a backup guard. He can be a backup guard.
I'm asking, is there that big of a difference between John Wall and Kyle Lowry? The talent level is pretty similar.
Well, I think the toughness of Kyle Lowry and the fact that Jimmy Butler is a Kyle Lowry guy, which I think the teams always take into consideration, chemistry of guys, making sure they get along so you don't get into this Philadelphia situation, which is toxic. Yeah, I think that's important. And Jimmy and Kyle Lowry are pretty close. I guess everybody's seen their comments, and Jimmy Butler does a lot of the recruiting that Dwayne Wade used to do. And I just don't think John Wall's in on that deal. Just don't see it. And I'm not saying he's not a good player. He is a good player. Not a great player, but he is a good player. He is a good player. No question about that. Would not disagree with that. We got a lot of stuff coming up on the show as we get ready for the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff coming out here. The matchups, a lot of great football tonight. Matter of fact, Thursday night football. The New York Giants go to play Washington at Washington. Still really hard not to say Redskins, but trying really hard not to do that. And, of course, a big weekend of football at Hard Rock, starting with University of Miami and Michigan State, full of the transfer portal players, off to a good start. And see if the University of Miami can get this offensive line thing figured out and finally get some things going and get rid of the drop balls and the penalties and put together some clean drives and put up 30-plus points this week and get themselves a win, which would really be good for the psyche of this team. The psyche, the confidence of this team, really concerned. Coaches said all the right things. We got a really good team. We got a lot of really good players. And I know the fan base is saying, well, that sounds great. I haven't seen it, though. Need to see it, man. Because right now, all I do is see a team that stalls. And so, offensively, they got to get this thing going, man. It's off to a slow start. They're lucky to be, let's be honest, they're lucky right now to be 1-1. You miss that field goal, no matter where it is, for a young kicker, and he made it, but not. Can you imagine what the last few days would have been like? It would have been FIU-like. It would have been the Miami FIU thing. It would have been a little bit like that if they lose that. So, man, just hopefully you can get that going. And the Dolphins try to figure this Josh Allen thing out. Got to try to figure this Josh Allen thing out as he has just absolutely been the biggest Dolphins killer over the last few years. He's won 5 straight. He's 5-1 in his 3 years with Buffalo. 17 touchdowns, 4 picks. And the most impressive thing to me is not just the big plays that he's had against the Dolphins. He has run for 340 yards and a 9.7 average every time he takes off and runs. That is what I'm telling you, is he basically, every time he takes off, it's almost a first down. He's just nuts. 3 more touchdowns there, so he has been really, really good. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour, 305-567-0560. Bouncing around a little bit today, man. It's a good bounce day. And a lot of different stuff going on as we go down the stretch here, especially in the American League East with Tampa Bay, Toronto, New York, and Boston. Man, this thing is going to be a lot of fun to watch for people that do like their baseball. And we got a lot of good football getting ready to pop up tomorrow. Of course, we'll have A lot on our high school football, always fun Friday, high school football Friday, to jump into some of that as well. But right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Why not? You know why? Because these are the best overall products, starting with the SUV family they've ever had. 2021 has been a great year, starting with the big boy SUVs. Those new Tahoes and Suburbans got a brand new look that everybody loves, sporty, kind of a sporty look. But more than that is they've added more space onto their big guys. So we're saying to the big families, we want you to be even more comfortable, whether it's just about getting away, whether it's taking kids to sports practice with their leagues, being able to take more kids with you. But really, it's all about being comfortable and getting a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And, man, if the big guys are too much for you, let me tell you about the midsize 2021 Traverse. Again, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, doesn't compromise any of the style. And our smaller SUV, the Equinox SUV, again, plenty of style, plenty of substance. I know you're going to love it. If you like it smaller, easier to get around, I get it. But, boy, we still have some great-looking SUVs. Chevy Blazer, the Trailblazers, they're on fire. One of the reasons, because they got great deals on them, man. Something, if you're looking for a first car, a first SUV, we got some great looks for you. Very affordable for the first child turning 16, 17. You want to get something you can afford every month? South Florida Chevy dealers got you covered. Silverado truck, strong, durable, and we got lots of them, which means we got great deals behind them. So spend a little bit of time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over the place. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love and check out the new products at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.